Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to call in at 7 p.m. 319-527-6204. And you can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry goes in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
and is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able. Yes, he is. Yes, he is able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Came to let you know. He is able, whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger, hey. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible.
at your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able. What you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose, and is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord, call on his name, cause he's able, cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine will be with us to bring our lesson this evening and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wilkinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Let Me Prepare You For. Hallelujah. My scripture reading for this message is coming from Exodus 33:14, and it says, The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Amen? Praise God. My second scripture reading is coming from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 4 through 7. And it says, remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, the title is, Let Me Prepare You for the Day That Stretches Out Before You. I know exactly what this day will contain, whereas you have only vague ideas about it. You would like to see a map showing all the twists and turns of your journey. You'll feel more prepared if you could somehow visualize what is on the road ahead. However, there is a better way to be prepared for whatever you will encounter today. Spend quality time with me. I will not show you what is on the road ahead, but I will thoroughly equip you for the journey. My living presence is your companion each step of the way. Stay in continual communication with me, whispering my name whenever you need to redirect your thoughts. Thus, you can walk through this day with your focus on me. My abiding presence is the best roadmap available. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Dear Lord, today we will choose to please you and only you. We will obey your commandments and we will praise you for your gifts, for your love, and for your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. Amen. Praise God.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything make it through. You try so hard to be a good neighbor, with all your heart and with all your soul and mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And second, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you don't have to look far to find your neighbor, because right here in church, someone is hurting. All you have to do is throw your arms around them and open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
Yeah!
Thanks be to God. Dear Jesus, you are my Savior and my protector. You suffered on the cross for me, and I will give you honor and praise every day of my life. I will honor you with my words, my thoughts, and my prayers, and I will live according to your commandments, so that through me, others might come to know your perfect love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading, amen, which is entitled Heroes, Tyrants, and Jesus. Hallelujah. My scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 1 through 10. Amen? And this is Paul's message of wisdom, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, where it says, "When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I did not use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. For I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling. And my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I rely only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Yet, when I am among mature believers, I do speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world or to the rulers of this world who are soon forgotten. No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God, his plan that was previously hidden, even though he made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord. That is what the scripture means when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. May the Lord richly so bless the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Praise God. Praise God. The text for this message is coming from 1 Corinthians 2 and 2, and it says, I resolved to you nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Praise be to God. The writer says, Beethoven was angry. He had intended to name his third symphony Bonaparte in an age of religious and political tyranny. He saw Napoleon as a hero of the people and champion of freedom, But when the French general declared himself emperor, the celebrated composer changed his mind, denouncing his former hero as a rascal and tyrant. He rubbed so hard to erase Bonaparte's name that he's left a hole in the original score. Early believers in Jesus must have been disappointed when their hope of political reform was dashed. He had stirred hopes of life without the tyranny of Caesar's heavy-handed taxes and military presence. Yet, decades later, Rome still ruled the world. Jesus' messengers were left with fears and weakness. His disciples were marked by immaturity and infighting. 1 Corinthians 1, 11 through 12, 3, 1 through 3. But there was a difference. Paul saw beyond what remained unchanged. His letter began, ended, and overflowed with the name of Christ. Christ resurrected. Christ with a promise to return in power. Christ in judgment of everything and everyone, first and foremost. However, Paul wanted believers in Jesus to be grounded in the meaning and implications of him crucified. 2 and 2, 13, 1 through 13. The love expressed in Jesus' sacrifice made him a different kind of leader. As Lord and Savior of the world, his cross changes everything. The name of Jesus will forever be known and praised above every name. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Question: how is Jesus different from other leaders? Can you identify with Paul's recall of his own weakness and fear? And how does Jesus help you with that? Think about those questions. Amen. Let us pray. Father, please help us to see your heart in the sacrifice of your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So again, at this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. To God be the glory.
I know life can be a flip sometimes. Seems like as soon as you get one step forward, it'll knock you back three steps. Listen here. You might be feeling that life is getting you down.
Quickness spirit, quickness spirit, get your healing, quickness spirit. Your hands raised and your mouth open. Let's cry out to the Lord. new strength. Receive new peace. Receive new joy. Hallelujah. In your presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We cry out to you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Dear Lord, deliver me from the needless pain of envy. You have given me countless blessings. Let me be thankful for the gifts I have received. And let me never be resentful of the gifts you have given others. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And at this time, while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection. Amen. Excuse me. Praise be to God. Amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now it is time for our lesson for this evening, Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wilkinson. And our very own Lady Nadine is our instructor. At this time, we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Amen. I actually came on to, you know, I can't see. I can't see to read. So last night, I had to rush to the eye doctor because there's my eye was in so much pain. I only have vision in one eye, and the eye that I have vision in was in serious pain. So I was able to get an emergency appointment with the eye doctor. But so now they put a medication on it, and I really can't read. I mean, the words are distorted for me. So I may have to postpone this lesson.
Okay.
Next week. My eyes clear up. Is there anything else we can do instead that doesn't require reading?
No, we can just end the program. It doesn't matter because I play music and read scriptures and stuff throughout the first hour. So
okay,
we can do that. It's not a problem.
Okay.
I truly hope that everything turned out to be okay with you. And we pray in prayer.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Hey.
Thank you. How are you?
Hey.
Blessed, thank you.
Hey, Sister Barbara.
Yeah, because I don't really have anything prepared at this time. So like I said, you know, we just have an early night off, that's all.
Okay. Once they take this this eye patch off tomorrow. It's a clear, you know, it's like a clear, they put the medication, which is a patch on the eye. And then they put like a they're like contact lenses. And they put it over the, you know, over your eye to heal the cornea because the cornea is cracked up. It was just, I have extremely dry eyes. And I had not been that compliant with putting the tears in as frequently as I'm supposed to. But I ain't got to tell me that again. They don't have to tell me that again.
All right. Praise be to God. We got So, lady, enjoy your rest of your evening. And my lady, I will keep you in prayer. Okay.
Thank you.
Barbara also. So we'll keep each other in prayer.
That's it. Amen.
Okay.
So
good night, everybody. Love you too.
Yes. Love you guys.
Love
no,
you
I'm not
too.
Playing
bye
no
bye.
Music or anything. I'm just going to end.
Okay.
God bless. Be well.
You too. Bye.
Bye.